By mid-century, the skyrocketing birth rate in developing nations will help to push the world population past the 9 billion mark. A United Nations report says developing countries are growing at unprecedented rates. However, the study indicates Europe and Japan will see their populations plummet. Joseph Shammy is co-author of the UN study. Good morning.
Good morning.
Explain the population shift you expect to occur.
We see a continuing growth in the world's population. Today, the world's population is about 6 billion, and we expect it to increase by approximately 50%, reaching more than 9 billion by 2050. And most of that growth, virtually all of it, will be concentrated in the developing world.
Why such a disparity in population between the developing world and the industrialized world?
There are three factors that account for growth in population: births, deaths, and migration. Basically, the difference is fertility. The number of births in the developed countries of Europe and Japan are so low that they're having more deaths than births. Right now, for example, in Italy, Spain, Russia, the births are almost half of the level needed to have replacement, about 1.2, and you need two children to replace a couple. So if you're having births at a level of maybe 1.2, 1.3, and then you start having more deaths, then you're going to have negative growth.
Are the social and immigration policies around the world equipped for this population shift?
Well, in Northern America and Australia, those policies are adapted to bringing in immigrants to meet the needs of the receiving country, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand. However, in Europe and Japan, the policies there are very different, and the needs for immigration and the pressures of migrants, especially those coming without documents or refugees, is putting great stress on the European and Japanese systems, and they're right now under review. The European Union especially is reconsidering a number of their policies and reviewing their positions with regard to immigration.
The population of most industrial nations is in decline, but the U.S. is growing. Why?
The U.S. is an exception, as well as Canada and Australia, largely because the U.S. fertility is higher. It's around 2, and also because the U.S. is taking in approximately 1 million migrants per year, net number. And we foresee by 2050 the U.S. population reaching nearly 400 million.
AIDS is having an impact on population loss in Africa. How will its population growth be affected by AIDS?
The sad situation in Africa, we're going to have something of an avalanche of deaths, a mortality avalanche in the next few years. We're going to have excess deaths of about 15 million people within the next five-year period. Despite that impact of higher mortality due to AIDS, we're still going to see the African continent grow rapidly. We may see the population of the continent of Africa go from its current population and triple, reaching about 2 billion people in 2050. We see even countries that are having relatively high prevalence of AIDS, such as Botswana, Zimbabwe, and so on, seeing their population grow.
What's so noteworthy about the population growth in India?
India's growth is the highest. There are six countries that account for half of the world's annual growth: India, China, Pakistan, Nigeria, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. India contributes as much as the next three together: China, Pakistan, and Nigeria. In addition, in the year 2000, the natural increase for all of the 15 countries of the European Union for the year 2000 was achieved by India in the first week of this year. By 2045, it will overtake China, and by 2050 be the largest country in the world with about 1.6 billion people.
Joseph Shammy is the director of the Population Division at the United Nations and co-author of the UN's Population Report.